Welcome to Positively Autistic, Autism, God's Bright Kids. Here on this radio show, you will find encouragement in the midst of the challenge of autism. We will share stories of how God works in the midst of those affected by autism, as well as how He uses ordinary people to do extraordinary things. Because there is hope, there is life, there is love, even and especially in the midst of autism. And here is your host, Dana Susan Beasley.
I am your host, Dana Susan Beasley, and welcome to Autism God's Bright Kids. It's Monday, December 12th, and I'm recording this show in Colorado Springs, Colorado, where it's a very, very bright, beautiful day, be in the 50s, but tomorrow it's going to be colder, and then the next day it'll be colder, but that's fine. I just absolutely love this weather, although it does not look like, from what I could see, we'll have a white Christmas. So, I am excited to share with you today in a fantastic interview I had with two ladies named Janice Bickers and Carol Van Ness, and they are with A Cognitive Connection. And this interview is really going to encourage you, and it's going to be inspiring, and it's going to give you some ideas on some alternative ways that you can help your child or perhaps even yourself as you deal with the challenge of autism and Asperger's and even brain injuries. So, very exciting. I'm going to have that on here in a minute, in just a little bit. But first of all, I just wanted to bring you all up to speed on kind of our journey. This radio show is, as some of you who have been following it know, it's kind of a journal or a blog of our experiences with autism and the solutions that we seek to help overcome some of our challenges. And it's meant to encourage others who are going through the same thing, because I know that we are not unique in that aspect. So the last few weeks have been a bit stressful. We experienced a little bit of a downturn with my husband's business, just the seasonality of the industry. So we've been dealing with that, and now Christmas is upon us, and wow, it's coming fast, isn't it? So I've been having this feeling of being stuck, and especially with Sam, it's just heartbreaking to see that he has such a hard time falling asleep and hard time keeping asleep and hard time getting with it in the mornings. And that really prevents us from making the progress that I want to make. So it's been a slow go with schoolwork. There's been good moments and there's been some moments where I just have had to let it go. So all that to say that today when I went to see Carol and Janice in their office at a Cognitive Connection, it was a real uplifter in my spirits because now I have a glimmer of hope, and I am hopeful that this will also give you encouragement as we have this interview. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to a commercial break. And then when I come back, I'm going to come back with the interview I had this morning with these wonderful, delightful ladies. And let me tell you, they are extraordinary, and what they do is extraordinary. So really, really listen and enjoy. Okay, I will be right back. Autism. We hear about it more and more. To families and individuals, it can be devastatingly hard. What can we do to help? And if you are affected by autism, how can you find hope? Hi, I'm Dana Susan Beasley, and I am the publisher of an upcoming book, Angels in the Midst, Rising Above Autism and Asperger's. I understand about autism as my son and husband have Asperger's. It is challenging. But I also know that God can work in the midst of these challenges. God can use ordinary people to bring hope to those facing this challenge. But I need your help. I need your stories, your artwork, poetry, and videos, especially from autistic children. I need sponsors, and I am looking for worthy organizations to donate a portion of the proceeds to. Come along with me on this journey. Join me and get involved at riseaboveautistic.com. Again, riseaboveautistic.com. There is hope, there is life, and there is love, even and especially in the midst of autism. Welcome back. This is Dana Susan Beasley with Autism God's Bright Kids, and I am here with two wonderful ladies. We've been having a great time talking. In fact, probably spent too much time talking without doing the interview. But I'm with founder and director Carol Van Ness and Janice Biggers, a cognitive specialist. I can't say that very well. And they are with a company called A Cognitive Connection. And so we're talking about how we can help our kiddos with these challenges of autism using brain therapy modalities. So Janice, why don't you talk about how you came to be in this? No, Janice. I got that mixed up, sorry. Janice, why don't you talk about how you came to be in A Cognitive Connection and how this became a passion of yours?
Sure. I got into this field a little bit by accident about 11 and a half years ago. Originally, I went to college. I had an engineering degree and went through ROTC and got into the Army. And then when I left the Army, I stayed here in Colorado Springs and I did other things. But my son actually struggled in school with some auditory processing is what it turned out to be, but I didn't really understand that at the time. He had reading struggles. And as a parent, I wanted to be able to help him. And the journey lasted a little bit of time. I really didn't find out and understand what his problem was until he was a junior in high school going to be a senior. And found a company and actually went to work for them as a one-on-one brain trainer. And slowly began to understand that what his problem wasn't academic problems, it was more a cognitive problem. Mm-hmm. And became a certified trainer there and started working with kids and was able to just learn a lot about the brain and what brain therapy could be for a person. I work with, you know, at this point, probably by the time I left, over 100 different students of all ages or people of all ages. So not just grade school age or high school age or even college age people, but even young adults to seniors, brain training can be beneficial for. So ended up seeing how the power of what that could do and how it transformed their lives. And so a lot of times kids would come in and they might be presenting with one thing or another, like low focus and attention or weak focus and attention, or maybe they weren't able to read or they had really poor memory or they just operated with a very slow processing speed. And so learned that brain therapy, you could actually train that in a person and how transforming that could be in their lives. Well, I ended up leaving that company and I went to work for Carol at a center where she was a director and was introduced to other methods of working on the brain, one being the listening program, and became a certified provider of that product. And then Carol and I both ended up leaving and wanted to be able to develop our own program to work with people of various backgrounds that needed help in this area. And so we kind of started our own individual companies, and Carol will probably tell you a little bit more about how she has been in this industry for many, many years and at different levels and in different organizations. But we decided to come together and collaborate and partner in this venture just to help not only people who are struggling, but their families. Because mm-hmm. oftentimes if there is a struggle with a student in school, it doesn't just affect them. It affects the whole family, the right. whole family dynamic.
That's true. Very true. Mm-hmm. So, Carol, why don't you describe how you came to have this passion working with kids in brain therapy?
Okay, sure. Well, first of all, again, Dana, thanks for having us. I really appreciate you taking your time and letting us share what we do with everybody. And basically, my story started about 25 years ago with the birth of my oldest kiddo, who struggles with emotional and behavioral issues himself. And I wanted to be a better parent for him, started taking parenting classes way back then, and just found a passion for how the brain interacts and is in charge of behavior. And so started really just diving into child psychology, developmental psychology, physiological psychology, that kind of thing. I got my bachelor's degree in child psychology back in 2000, I think it was, and worked with many kids in either the clinical setting or residential treatment, and ended up in working ended up getting my master's degree in special education mm-hmm. and started working for public school. So meanwhile, parenting this kiddo and trying to, you know, teach teachers how to accommodate for him and modify curriculum and getting him through that whole season of academic, you mm-hmm. know, academia work. And just really loved my experience in the classroom, in being able to work with kids with all disabilities in the emotional and behavioral realm, kids with oppositional defiant disorders, cerebral palsy, you know, that's not an emotional disability, but when you are non-compliant because of a physical issue,
right,
they don't want you in a general ed classroom. Right. So they're going to put everybody, anybody and everybody who isn't fitting in a gen ed classroom into a self-contained environment. So we had a lot of fun in our class and being able to be creative and, you know, work with their different learning styles, you know, whether it were kinesthetic or, you know, if they had sensory integration disabilities, then, you know, we worked with them and we were able to do, you know, use wiggle seats or noise cancellation headphones, or, you know, we could take multiple sensory breaks, or we could do so many things, for all of our kiddos. Amazingly, because of the bureaucracy of public school system and the cutbacks and all of that, the district decided that they did not need behavioral interventionists in the schools, and they got rid of all of us, you know, that were trying to help these kiddos. And that was back in 2010, and I decided to start a company using multiple modalities of intervention to help these kids outside of their classroom environment. Because, you know, it was amazingly a lot of the families that were in these systems, you know, just were not successful. And so a lot of the families were pulling them out and homeschooling them and, mm-hmm. and needed some outside resources other than what the school was not giving them.
Right.
So I started working with a lot of families that were homeschooled. And we developed this program, bringing together the listening program, partnering with Advanced Brain Technologies, a company out of Ogden, Utah, you know, implementing their system called the Brain Builder, which works on sequencing and memory, focus, all kinds of really cool aspects of that. Also, becoming a certified provider for the interactive metronome, we were able to implement rhythm training and focus skills in a really integrative way. So have the kids really involved in their training and not just a passive listening per se, but being able to do so many different activities, physical as well as mental. Through that, I also became a cognitive behavioral therapist. So being able to tie into those mental health issues of anxiety and mood regulation and thinking errors and, you know, all of those obstacles that...
No, you keep hitting on the table. Oh, well, that's right.
I talk with my hands.
Exactly.
But, you know, getting rid of those obstacles that could hinder... performance and success.
Right.
So, currently, I am pursuing my doctorate in developmental psychology, and so just this continuing education is definitely necessary because research on the brain changes. It's very dynamic.
All right, I'm sure.
And so, no matter, what kid or adult with a neurological or neurodevelopmental issue that comes in our office, we need to be able to work with that and be very individualized in mm-hmm. our treatments and keep our options open and just keep cutting edge information
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And therapies for everybody.
Right.
So.
Great.
That's kind of where I'm at right now.
That's wonderful. So let me ask about the benefits of working with your program. And maybe, Janice, you could start with this. Is, a parent comes in with a child who has some kind of cognitive deficit, I guess I would call it. I don't know what you would call it. But how can it benefit that family and that child by working with a cognitive connection?
Sure. The first thing that we do is we do a little bit of an evaluation, have a conversation with the parent about what their goals and their concerns are. Sometimes students are still in mainstream school. Sometimes they're homeschooled for the very reason I think you said, is it's just not working out in mainstream school. So they pulled their children out and they're homeschooling. And they're, hoping that will maybe... take care of the problems, but sometimes there are those underlying problems
right.
that still need to be addressed. So we'll find out what the goals are and the concerns are. If I'm dealing with somebody who's high school age or older, sometimes you can get better information from what it's like for them. But we'll start, I start pretty much ground level with everyone. And if they can do tasks quickly, then we'll move through those quickly and work on things that are challenging and hard. So the idea is to work on all cognitive skills, and basic cognitive skills are things like your processing speed, your auditory processing, how well you can hear individual sounds is auditory processing. Can you separate them and manipulate them? That's all part of that skill. Your short-term memory, long-term memory, visualization, focus and attention, and to some degree, logic and reasoning I work with, but that's kind of a higher level. Mm-hmm. So I really want to make sure that the other ones are very strong and foundational and build that foundation on the other skills before I add in logic and reasoning. And so basically, I want to work mostly on what is the weakness. And what I find is kids who have strengths tend to go to their strengths and develop them. And I find that I hear of more behavioral problems from the parent or through school or whatever avenue
mm-hmm.
Or activities the kids are in when they have a low skill and a high skill and the gap gets bigger.
Interesting.
I just, in general, it's not everybody is that way. I've worked with kids whose all of their foundational skills were low and they were happy, had no behavioral problems. They just didn't know what they didn't know. But I think what happens, I make up in my mind, because I don't know that there's a scientific way to prove it, but if a child is really, if these skills, if say five of their seven skills are easy for them, but two are hard, they may just not be able to reconcile that in their brain. And so they end up having some behavioral issues anytime you ask them to do something that involves one of those two skills.
Right.
And so that, it's hard, and I'm working with them one-on-one, but we want to build those weak skills up and try to narrow that gap, first of all. Mm-hmm. I still want to work on those other skills that are either normal or even at a very high level, but I really want to focus on the weak skills. And so it's basically one-on-one training that Carolyn and I offer. It's just very individualized. It's kind of like having a coach and a cheerleader all wrapped up in one. So they have this one-on-one specialized attention where that hour is all about them. And so they're going to interact with the different modalities that we have. One of them is the listening program, which is, and I can explain that further in a bit, but that's one of them. Interactive metronome or beat work, and then just other one-on-one individualized brain games and drills that we do, as well as another modality called the Brain Builder. And the Brain Builder and the Listening Program are put out by the same company, Advanced Brain. But they offer ways to work all of those skills at a level of, we want to meet them where they're at. If they're weak, then we're going to keep working it until it's strong. And once they build up, then we just make it harder. And so we give them something to work into. When somebody is naturally weak in something, they want to get better. So a lot of times parents will come in and say, he's just not trying, she's just not trying. And they don't realize that really they can't, but their desire is that they want to. And when we create a safe environment for them to come in and work those skills, have a place where they can fail safely, not amongst their peers in a classroom, it gives them the ability to work through things like perfectionism. So they can fail and hopefully not fall apart. I've had a lot of students, they just stop, they shut down, and I have to draw them back out, and they just have to practice that, going through stuff in a safe way and say, it's okay to make a mistake, it's okay to not be perfect, I'm just going to keep trying. And so,
or getting past that rigidity of not wanting to try new things.
Right.
So many kids on the spectrum are dealing with that.
Right, and they're so obsessive anyway. They've got this narrow little band of interests, so trying something new is a real challenge.
Right, and building those cognitive skills step by step makes them a little more open and receptive to their environment. The music is also very good for that as well, because it helps them to be a little more aware of, you know, just, wow, there's a table over there. I've already seen it, but I kind of see it in a different light now. And you just become open and engaging with
to their world.
And so by working on cognitive skills, letting them know that it's not the end of the world if you try something and fail. And it does very much do what you were saying, Carol. You know, it helps them to take risks that they never would have before.
Right. Wonderful. So, Carol, I didn't mention this before in all our conversations, but, well, maybe I did, but we actually had done I Am Home Metronome and had great results. It was incredible. A challenge that we had dealt with for years just disappeared soon after this metronome therapy. So why don't you explain a little bit more about what that is, because I really think that's a great therapy.
It is. It is, definitely. Well, I Am, or Interactive Metronome, is a modality of implementing the metronome or rhythm training into your program. And so you are basically, it's a very strange thing, but we involve rhythm in almost everything that we do. So from sleeping to talking to walking to reading to listening, everything involves rhythm. And it's, you know, obviously at different tempos. And so we, what we're trying to do with rhythm is is develop your neural pathways from your brain to your extremities. So you will do different activities such as clapping to a specific beat or tapping your feet or doing something that's crossing the midline. So you're using, you know, multiple lobes for training. We also do balance work or even gait training with the rhythm, with the metronome. And so what we do is we're just, like I said, just building that pathway from the brain to your extremities. I kind of, you know, I tell the kids it's like having the train go on the tracks and making sure that, you know, those pathways are just really built and strong, and you have a good system going throughout your whole body. And so with the rhythm training, what you're doing is you're focusing on a task. So you're improving your attention skills, you're sticking to that task for long periods of time, and so that's, you know, improving your on-task behaviors. You are doing an integrative activity where it's rewarding you because the computer system actually measures your response times to that metronome beat, and it's rewarding you. The closer you are to that beat, you know, you get more things like green lights or bells or, you know, things that are very pleasing to your child. And then the farther you are away from the beat, the more, you know, unsettling, negative type responses the computer is giving you. And so, and they make it, you know, really fun and engaging for the kids. There's games, you know, the I Am Home. The old programs were kind of just on a color base, I think, you know, the green, yellow, or red. But you can set up, new picture type activities with them, and it's really, really fun. And so there's so many things that you are working on for improvement, and we have seen so much success with not only those systems that I was telling you, focus, attention, on-task behaviors, things like that, but we've seen success with memory skills and with self-concept, with sensory
too.
Communication,
sensory,
a lot of different
big
things.
Time, that's
sensory, mm-hmm. Yeah. And so
that was our experience, was it?
So, you know, and you mentioned that, you know, you've tried these different things. I've also tried multiple different modalities. And so research has actually shown that when you incorporate multiple modalities of therapies within, you know, the same periods of time, it's just like taking a medication but not doing any counseling. You're just putting a Band-Aid and,
right.
you know, it's not really
right.
getting to the core of the issue. So when you're doing multiple modalities of brain training, you're actually changing the brain through the process of neuroplasticity, mm-hmm. Because we know that the brain is malleable and it can change and it can build new pathways around either damaged areas or, you know, areas of the brain that just aren't functioning correctly. And so you're just really incorporating true change in the brain to build better success.
Mm-hmm.
Autism. We hear about it more and more. To families and individuals, it can be devastatingly hard. What can we do to help? And if you are affected by autism, how can you find hope? Hi, I'm Dana Susan Beasley, and I am the publisher of an upcoming book, Angels in the Midst, Rising Above Autism and Asperger's. I understand about autism as my son and husband have Asperger's. It is challenging. But I also know that God can work in the midst of these challenges. God can use ordinary people to bring hope to those facing this challenge. But I need your help. I need your stories, your artwork, poetry, and videos, especially from autistic children. I need sponsors, and I am looking for worthy organizations to donate a portion of the proceeds to. Come along with me on this journey. Join me and get involved at riseaboveautistic.com. Again, riseaboveautistic.com. There is hope, there is life, and there is love, even and especially in the midst of autism.
Great to hear about the metronome therapy because, like I said, it impacted our lives greatly. It really...
So good to hear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amazing. So now I want to hear more about the listening program, Janice. And as you know, we actually have it, but haven't utilized it fully yet. So please tell us a little bit more about the listening program and how it could help a child or adult with brain therapy, sensory integration, and so forth.
Yes. So the listening program was developed by a company called Advanced Brain Technologies out of Ogden, Utah. The program's been around for about 20 years, and they went from putting it on a CD,
which is what I have, right?
And now it's loaded on an iPod mini, and you can now also access it via online computer or phone application. So there are many ways to access it. And so the idea behind it is it's training, it's using frequencies of sound through music to train the brain to listen to all levels of auditory frequencies that the human can hear. So on all of those, in that large range or spectrum of frequencies, those go into the brain, and they're responsible for coming back and speaking to various parts of the body. For instance, there is a frequency that speaks to the muscle that runs from the top or from the back of the head down the neck and into the shoulder that helps with posture.
That's the vagus nerve?
It is the trapezius
muscle.
Okay. Just curious. But it's a frequency that is typically early on, so it's got to be one of the lower frequencies. But if you've ever seen a child that is kind of round-shouldered and they have their head down and they're not really engaged a lot with their surroundings, after about a month, usually, for most people of listening to a program, you'll notice that their shoulders are back, their neck is straight up, and their head is around. They may not look you straight in the eye yet during conversation, but their posture has improved. So that's the idea behind the premise behind the music. They have different programs that they offer depending on what somebody would need. A certified provider is someone who will take them through a whole program of music. If you want to do just the music, you can do that. And it's designed to listen to a module of music per day, up to two, or even for some people, four. Most people don't do four, but either one 15-minute module or two 15-minute modules a day. You do that 5 days in a row, and then you take 2 days off to let the brain integrate the work that's being trained. And so it's acoustically modified music, which means they filter out certain frequencies while they're training on, like, the low range. So they'll filter out the medium and the high-level frequencies. And then just train on the lower range, and then they go on to the medium and then the high. Depending on what the needs or the deficits are in a person, determines how much lower frequency or medium or high frequency music that they get. And so that it's can be done through, they have approved headphones that you would need to purchase, or you could come and just partake of that as part of a modality, listen to while doing brain training in our office, or you could do that. I have people that have done it a lot of different ways, but they can do the home listening, and on the day that they come to me, they don't do the home listening, they just do it in my office, and I have a special set of headphones where you have bone conduction. Mm-hmm. So rather than it just going in through the ears, you're having the sound, the headphones will sit right on the skull, and the sound waves are going through the bone into the inner ear and then on into the brain. And that actually just enhances the experience and allows it to kind of speed up the process because it's a more integrative approach to listening.
That's great.
Maybe you can speak on the Sleep Genius program.
Yeah,
as well.
I was just going to say, mm-hmm. just real briefly talk about the Sleep Genius program, because mm-hmm. that's something, as you know, we talked about that I'm very interested in for my son, for maybe me too, eventually.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's really a great product also put out by Advanced Brain, and it was initially developed between them and NASA for astronauts in space who were having trouble sleeping, getting a sleep cycle because they go around the Earth like 13 times in a 24-hour period. So the light-dark cycle was messing with their
rhythm. Mm-hmm.
And so it's a product that is meant to, it's a headband that is worn at night, and it has earphones by either ear, and it basically goes from one side to the other.
And it's a little iPod again.
Yeah, and it gives you that feeling of being rocked to sleep. But over time, and it takes a couple
months. That's that rhythm.
It is a rhythm that is actually in training the brain to get in that rhythm cycle. And so it can help people who either suffer from falling asleep, like it takes them forever to fall asleep. So it can help get to that point in the day. Maybe that's 10 o'clock at night for the average person, and they're tired. And they lay down and they fall asleep pretty quickly. Or if it's somebody who falls asleep, but then they wake up and then they can't fall back asleep. It can help with that. Or maybe they kind of sleep through the night, but not soundly. They'll sleep more soundly. And then the other thing that it can help with is for someone who they're in bed for 10 hours and they are sleeping, but they wake up and they're just still kind of not with it.
Yeah, that's
morning.
Sam.
Yeah.
You can't get with it till like 12 or 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And it really messes with our day.
Mm-hmm. So it turns on that sleep pattern, and the average person is about 8 hours. When we're talking teens like Sam, you know, ideally if they can sleep 9 hours, that's optimal. It's not always possible, especially teenagers. They don't like to go to bed at night. But it
doesn't help
or wake up in the
morning. Either. I'm a night owl, so it's best.
Yeah. But it'll help put you on a cycle. And it's a great product. Military guys coming back from war are using it. But it helps to entrain the brain to get back in that cycle. You don't have to keep wearing it. Once you get to that point, you still own it. You can use it down
multiple.
The road. Or maybe you can pass it off to someone else in the family.
Right.
Like Sam could try it first, and then when
me.
He gets there, then you can try it.
Yeah.
But it is meant to be listened to all night. So for the whole 8 hours or whatever amount of time you're in bed, you'll be listening to the music. And, it's wonderful. I did buy it and try it.
Yeah.
I have a little trouble falling asleep, but not too bad. My biggest thing was waking up in the middle of the night and being awake for 2 hours before I could fall back asleep. And so it took me about 4 months. And then after that, I was like, okay, it's bedtime and I have to go now because I'm going to fall asleep. And that never used to happen to me. So that was kind of nice, being able to fall asleep. I rarely wake up. And if I do, I can usually go right back to sleep.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
so I saw a lot of benefits, and I didn't really even consider that my sleep patterns were that bad, you know, but I would have the occasional problem.
And what a great alternative to, you know, either
Ambien?
Taking, medication
to
sleep, or,
because I am insomniac.
Wearing those awful CPAP machines for, you know, the sleep apnea.
I tried that too, because I think that my doctor thinks I have sleep apnea, and a friend of mine gave me one of those CPAP machines, and I tried it for a couple nights. It's like, I don't know how I could do this. I don't know about
that. Well, what breathing involves rhythm as well.
Yeah.
And if you train your lungs and your whole respiratory system to work more efficiently, then you improves your sleep. You know, there's so many benefits to all
of
these things.
That is the next step I think that we need to take with my son.
Because
I think that his sleep, or lack thereof, affects everything else and messes with our schedule. And so,
Well, I do want to mention a couple more things that we offer here at the
center.
Yes,
please do.
I do offer parenting classes as well.
Right.
I'm a facilitator of the Love and Logic parenting
That's
program.
That's another thing we've
and
done, which
learning
is
more about the nurturing parenting program as well.
Right.
And so, you know, tying that all in, as well as social skills classes for our little ones with social needs. And we incorporate Lego play
with that. Oh, yeah, I saw that.
So we do a lot of cooperative play and fun social activities, name games and just a lot of really fun things with our Lego classes. Another thing we're going to be starting is a teen social group
for girls.
Yes, specifically. Okay. A lot of our teenagers are getting so hooked on their smartphones and social media,
and they're losing Facebook.
Yeah, they're losing their ability to have a normal conversation
right.
with somebody.
I noticed that when Sam was in early like elementary age, we would go to a church function. And the kids would be on their iPads, even the youth pastor was.
Yeah.
And it was funny because here my son is, he is supposedly has this social deficit, right? Mm-hmm. Here's all these quote-unquote normal kids. Mm-hmm. They're not interacting with him. And so it was so frustrating to all of us because we're like, well, here's his chance to be social. Mm-hmm. And these kids are not. They're playing with games on their iPads.
Well, we talked about this before, that a lot of times their devices are their safe place.
Right.
Right? Where they don't, they're not making mistakes, they're not being socially awkward, those kinds of things.
Right.
So we're going to tear down that barrier
a little bit.
Hopefully
you'll do that for boys eventually.
Girls. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. We have a volunteer parent who is wanting to really get that going.
That's awesome.
So we're excited about that. So then I also offer various workshops on brain-related issues, whether it be memory or aging even.
Oh, really?
I mentioned that we work with individuals of all ages. So I'm very involved in the Brain Injury Professional Network. So, just all areas of neurology and neurodevelopmental.
That's wonderful.
Issues as well.
Great. So how can a parent or a person interested in your services come in contact with you? And I will have a link on the Blog Talk site and on all the postings that I do. So tell us how
somebody can
contact
you. Well, they can call
the
office directly at 719-233-1199.
And repeat that slowly.
719-233-1199.
Okay.
They can set up a free consultation.
All right.
Or they can come in and even do a brain speed test just to kind of get an idea of the activities that we do and, what their baseline visual auditory processing levels are, their focus skills, things like that. So they can do that. Our office is located at 2147 North Academy Boulevard. That's actually right off of Academy in Colorado Springs, in between Constitution and Maysland.
Mm-hmm.
So we're kind of tucked behind a little area. We are sharing offices with Harmonized Brain Centers, who offers other modalities in brain integration, such as low-energy neurofeedback. And they also carry a biomat where they do some, what is it called, pulsed electromagnetic.
You got it. You sit on the mat, and it's designed to get the oxygen flowing to all of your cells.
Oh, wow.
So that you can optimize whatever you have. So
right.
It can be used for an injury or just for overall health and well-being.
Right. Awesome. And then we also have a cranial sacral therapist on board, and we have marriage and family counselors.
Wow, this is all of it, like
in our
one stop shop.
Well. It is. Like I told you, multiple modalities.
Yeah.
We are a holistic approach, and we are very individualized.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
We want to come alongside a family that really just needs, some help.
Right.
And they're looking for that support and just a safe place for their kids.
And this is something that they can also integrate into their homeschooling.
Yes.
Or into their home life, so that they could get that benefit every single day.
Yes.
So I know that I've done that a lot, is like the internome, the
interactive
IAM
metronome.
Home. Yes, thank you. I would do that. That was like the first thing we did for school.
Yeah.
Because it does count as school.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So real quickly, and I know that we've gone a long time, we had this really interesting conversation about labels, and I just want to talk about it really quickly. You know, what are the advantages and the disadvantages of having a diagnostic label like Asperger's? They don't even use that now. They call it HOT. No.
Okay.
HFA. So yes.
High-functioning autism.
Right. Okay. And I personally, I don't like it. I don't say that. I say Asperger's. Mm-hmm. But what are the advantages and disadvantages to a label, and why is an alternative therapy like what you do so important to how does it bring a child or an adult out of that limitation of a label? So maybe you both could describe that real fast, and we could call it a day.
Okay. Well, first of all, being on the spectrum, which is, that's a great label in itself, is because a spectrum can be 360. It can be, any right. one of us can have, a symptomology of a child with autism. But having a specific label really, only benefits a child when they are in the, educational system and they're trying mm-hmm. to access supports, whether it's through a 504 plan or an IEP, and through the medical system as well. So they have to have a diagnosis in order to receive treatments, in order to get referrals for additional therapies or for some of their medications per se. Other than that, my son, I have never taken him to a medical doctor or practitioner or whatever to get him a label, because I knew what he needed. I knew how he was and what I could put into place and what we didn't want to put into place. This mm-hmm. is a free country.
Mm-hmm.
Benefits, there are some, but limitations, there are far more, mm-hmm. far more limitations. We talked about, some kids sitting, putting that wall up behind their label and, blaming everything and not taking any responsibility for their behaviors because of that label.
Right.
Putting it all on, it's the autism. It's
right.
the autism.
I can't
it's
do
the
this
Asperger's.
Because I'm autistic.
I can't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Right.
So, unfortunately, like I said, that's why we have to implement a lot of the CBT therapy, is to go above and beyond that and to show them their true potentials and their true, their purpose and their strengths and how wonderfully unique they are and how they can
Absolutely.
Be anything they want to be.
Exactly.
And they can become anything they want
mm-hmm.
to become.
Mm-hmm.
There are no limitations whatsoever.
Exactly.
And so, I love the support that the autism population has been getting, and a lot of people coming out with autism or Asperger's and speaking out of their struggles and their
mm-hmm.
life and their
mm-hmm.
their being able to overcome everything. We had mentioned Autism Experts is a great
Asperger Experts
is a great venue for
right.
that, and really just showing the world what they can do.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Right.
So yeah.
So maybe to follow up with that, Janice, can you give a few little tips for parents who are dealing with this challenge and just give them a little bit of encouragement in working mm-hmm. with their child or children?
Yeah, I think what I've heard from parents over the years is, wow, I wish I could have found this sooner.
I can imagine, yes.
And I kind of feel like, God really is in charge. And you've gone through what you've gone through for a reason, and it's helped to bring you to this point. And by the time you find Carol and I, it's the right time, to step into this. And maybe what you've gone through before, it was just necessary. And so I would encourage parents, if you, just like Carol was saying, that I concur, I think that was very well said, very well said.
Thank you.
You were, that was really awesome. That's really good. So there are pros and cons, but if a person has already gone and they've got a diagnosis, I think that's fine. If they haven't and don't want to, I think that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I really think that a parent knows best what is the right avenue for their own kids.
Right.
And so I would encourage all parents to trust their gut, to go with what they think is best, not to put their child in a box. And we are going to work here with their child or their family member, with wherever they're at. And there is no cap on potential. We can just keep going and going and building on whatever they want to work on. And when we're all capable of that, and there's a reason behind, you know, why somebody has a dynamic that they have, but it's not an end all. So whatever that reason is, we can work with that, whether it be cognitive or we kind of look at the whole thing like nutritional. Mm. We can be there to help support parents through that. You know, the school challenges that you have, we can help, you know, work through any difficulties, of, you know, they may have in the educational system, working through IEPs. And the one thing I wanted to add is, you know, those are for accommodating. And so once you graduate from high school, you don't necessarily get accommodations.
Right.
So we want to work on not just accommodating, we want to work on developing what that potential is, so that when they are done with school, whether that just be high school or if they go on to secondary college type situations, they can take these skills and apply them.
And they can not be limited.
Exactly.
Right. It's like with Sam. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like with Sam, he has a hard time memorizing the multiplication tables, and that's a cognitive mm-hmm. function, right? Mm-hmm. So that's
probably
something that
memory.
You might be able to help him with.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. There are lots mm-hmm. of things that can be done to work on long-term memory.
Right. And his dream is to be a police officer. So
that's awesome.
So, yeah. So, you know, to get him from A, which is where he is now, which is barely functioning, to B, being a police officer, you know, I see that this could help.
Yes.
So I'm looking forward to seeing how we can work together with that.
Great.
Yes.
So it gives me hope, and I hope that parents listening to this realize that there is hope out there. There's help.
And, oh, there's definite help.
And that's why I do this radio show, is to communicate that message, especially about every kid is unique and a special gift from God, and whether they're on the spectrum or not. But I never want my child, who is on the spectrum, to think that he's something less. He's not. Mm-hmm. So I really appreciate you both taking the time with me this morning and talking through this.
Well,
so,
thank you for having us.
Oh, sure.
This
yeah, it was a delight.
Really
delight.
Fun.
I love doing this.
Mm-hmm.
So Janice, or not Janice, I keep looking at you and saying, Janice, my brain. See, I need
okay.
the brain therapy. This is our joke in my family. I'm the one who needs the brain training. Okay, so Carol, just why don't you tell us once more how a parent can get in contact with you. Give their phone number and
sure,
a website too.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
yeah.
Yes. So our phone number is 719-233-1199.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a website. It is acognitiveconnection.com.
Okay.
So simple as that.
Right. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you again, ladies.
And thanks for having us.
I will be, part of my show is I kind of give updates about different things that I'm trying with
Great.
Sam. So I'm sure I'll be talking about you all again.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Autism. We hear about it more and more. To families and individuals, it can be devastatingly hard. What can we do to help? And if you are affected by autism, how can you find hope? Hi, I'm Dana Susan Beasley, and I am the publisher of an upcoming book, Angels in the Midst, Rising Above Autism and Asperger's. I understand about autism, as my son and husband have Asperger's. It is challenging. But I also know that God can work in the midst of these challenges. God can use ordinary people to bring hope to those facing this challenge. But I need your help. I need your stories, your artwork, poetry, and videos, especially from autistic children. I need sponsors, and I am looking for worthy organizations to donate a portion of the proceeds to. Come along with me on this journey. Join me and get involved at riseaboveautistic.com. Again, riseaboveautistic.com. There is hope, there is life, and there is love, even and especially in the midst of autism. Welcome back. This is Dana Susan Beasley, and you're listening to Autism God's Bright Kids. And I just had such a delightful time connecting with these ladies, with Janice and Carol. And I really look forward to working with them next year, because I believe that this is the perfect next step for us as far as my son. So that gives me hope and encouragement, and I hope that what they presented gives you some hope and encouragement. And I had to break it up into two segments because I was doing this live at their office and the podcasting software would only go through so much time. So this was certainly a learning experience for me. But before I wrap this radio show up, I just wanted to mention a few things. I wanted to, first of all, thank my sponsors, thank Positively Autistic for giving me the platform to have this radio show. I really appreciate their support. And I also wanted to thank Kelly Thomason with Plexus and her great support of me and patience and all of that. And then Clorinda Olensager with Young Living Essential Oils. And her website is anointingthefamily.com. I recently had the honor of redoing her logo, and she has a great dynamic program, and she definitely can help figure out some different essential oils that can help. And then I also want to mention Annie Eskelson, who has been a huge supporter of mine, a wonderful Facebook friend. One of these days, maybe we'll meet in person, but wonderful gal, and she wrote a series of books called the Ashy's Gift Series, and Christmas is right around the corner, as everybody knows, and this would make a fantastic gift. It's called ashysgift.com, and you can find all these links on my website at riseaboveautistic.com. So check that out, and the links are all there under my sponsor column. And I am looking for a person or persons who could help me with this project, because if you follow me at all, you know that I have a lot of different irons in the fire. I homeschool my son. I help my husband with his business. I do branding and graphic arts and training, online coaching. I do homeschool curriculum, and plus, well, I really should, I guess, have a life somehow. But anyway, I'm very busy. And in fact, before I go, I wanted to give a shout out to all of those who are local this week. My mother, Ann Neal, is a storyteller, and she's going to be sharing some Christmas stories at the co-op that I have started at Pikes Peak Christian Church, and it's Wednesday at 2 o'clock, and we're going to be making pine cones. And if you have an older child, she'll be talking about how storytelling is a viable career opportunity, and in fact something very, very important in today's society with even the internet. So it's going to be really fun. If you're interested in that, then just like my page, Explorers Homeschool, and I'm forgetting the name of it, but anyway, just probably the easiest thing to do is send me a message under my profile, Dana Susan Beasley, through Facebook, and I can get you that information. But it's going to be a really, really exciting time, so I'm looking forward to that. So, and then I also just wanted to mention that I have a line of autism awareness products, and that's at angelartsboutique.com, and it features artwork that my son did, and that's kind of the backbone of the branding that I have for this show. If you see my graphic there, you see a picture of a tree against a blue sky and a sun. My son did that when he was 8, and to me it just spoke of the bright future that and the bright people that kids with autism are and the potential that they have. So I have some products like bumper stickers and t-shirts and mugs and things at that site, angelartsboutique.com, that bring not only awareness to it, but acceptance. So please enjoy that and look at it. Again, Christmas is right around the corner, and that would make a fantastic gift. So that is pretty much all I have to share. It's December, and so I will be back hopefully in the following weeks for some interesting shows. But I know that through this experience with interviewing with Janice and Carol, some opportunities have opened up, and so I'm going to have more of access to experts who can really help in this journey. So I will be in touch with a lot more people, and I actually was talking to another gal this morning in their office about an interview. So just next year is going to explode. So I hope that you will definitely plan to follow me then and beyond. So thank you for listening to today's episode, and be sure to tune in next Monday at 4:30 Mountain Standard Time, 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. Together we will reach new heights in our lives and beyond, because there is hope, there is life, there is love, even in the midst of autism. Blessings to you. This is Dana Susan Beasley signing off.